This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we'll get to Stephen Kwan's terrific comeback moment as he was back in the lineup yesterday. First, Ken is being called out on, and somebody has the receipts,
it's
apparently.
Asinine. It's an asinine call out.
Ken tweeted April 15, 2021, "I can't really believe you think it's cool to lay down a bunt to wreck a perfect game."
No.
You did skip two parts of
you
that.
You skipped two parts of that on the air. Read it again. Read it again.
I did. Ron quote tweeted you and called you a hypocrite.
I will read the whole thing. I wrote, "I really can't believe you think it's cool to lay down a bunt trailing 8-0 to wreck a perfect game." It was 2-0, and the game wasn't, this game was not a one-person perfect game.
He said later in that show you did bring up the fact that you were still against it regardless of the score. He is calling you out.
Oftentimes
the listeners do have a better memory than we do.
Okay, well, I'll also say if that were the case, which it's not, I'll do the old Lima Roo and say, "Oh, we have the benefit of new information." When did I say that? When did I tweet that back at Zach on social media there?
April 15th, 2021.
2021, before the pitch clock, before the unwritten rules were written.
And flippity-floppity.
Before Major League Baseball themselves turned on the unwritten rules. Champions pose. Thank you very much.
Keith Britton, joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. How are you, Keith?
Lima, we don't live too far away from each other, and our kids are probably going to be involved in sports at some point here over the next several years together. Ooh. I don't know if you have any desire in coaching youth sport, but I am glad that I heard today's show because I am going to make sure that my kid never coached by you in youth sports because he's being taught to lose.
Well, I will never be a part of baseball because I'm not sitting out at the baseball fields for 7 hours watching kids swing and miss. That will be the absolute last sport I will be helping out coach.
I mean, according to you, it's disrespectful to give an increased odds of getting it out. You just said in the last segment, you're all over the place. You said it's disrespectful, but in the same breath, you said, "Well, they're giving you an increased chance because how successful is the bunt?"
Yeah.
So they're giving you an increased odds to get out, and you're not about that?
Answer the marble mouth of Crawford County. Answer our boss,
Wait, you're telling me that a bunt has a better chance of getting a hit than just actual swinging away and getting a hit?
I'm not telling you that. I think the guy is doing anything to put the ball in play and either trying to get a hit or causing you to make an error, and he's reading the fielder. He's seeing how far back the first baseman, third baseman are playing, the infielders in general, and I think he's reading that and saying, "Hey, if I get this and place it down the line or put it in a dead spot and nobody can get to it, then I can get a hit."
So I'm surprised not every batter is trying to just go up there and get a bunt to try to get a hit. If that were the case, playing your odds, which I don't think are mathematically accurate, then everybody would be doing that on every play, and we'd never have a no-hitter in the history of the game ever again.
Unlike yesterday's caller, I'm just going to wait for you to finish because people can't hear me over your mic volume. So, but anyway, in the dugout, the message would be,
guys, did like that.
Yeah, it was good. We're down 2-0, guys. This guy's got a chance at history. This kid's got a chance at history. Let's make some news and not try our best to win this game. That would make sense.
So the unwritten rule of baseball thing, though, Keith, I mean, has that not been? You played baseball.
Why is that an unwritten rule? I don't get it.
At a high level.
Well, has it been that way, though?
Losing a game 2-0?
Yeah, I'm with you that I'm not always a slave to the unwritten rules, but I've always been told by baseball people that it is the most disrespectful thing you can do to try to break up any of that.
It was. Now, I totally disagree. Keith, I'm on your side. I totally disagree with Anthony. However, it was a major plot point in the movie For the Love of the Game, when the new kid went out there to wreck the perfect game by Billy Chappell.
yeah, let's get our feelings hurt because somebody got a hit and knocked it out. Like, come on.
I agree with you.
Special. That's what makes it so special is that you overcome any of that stuff. Like, that you field it perfectly, that a guy makes a diving catch, usually in a no-hitter or a perfect game, somebody has to make a great defensive play at some point.
Does it matter to you, finally, Keith, does it matter to you if the score is 2-0, 8-0, 15-0?
Not really, but I think you can even make a better case when it is 2-0 because the game's in doubt. I don't care if the Reds aren't in a playoff race. These guys are trying to make a career. They're trying to show their way and prove their value to the organization and whoever the new manager is going to be. Like, this guy that laid down the bunt's not a career. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer. He's trying to make a career.
What do you think, Mitch?
Supposed to go up there and say, "Oh, I'll just swing away and maybe I'll strike out. That's okay."
Well, let's hear from somebody. Mitch was all Ohio.
Mitch was all Ohio. What do you say, Mitch?
Yeah, he got his Snickers in him this morning. He should get some energy. Let's go.
It's frustrating to see the no-hitter being broken up by a bunt, but the game was competitive. It's still 2-0. You're still in a situation where you can win.
You're riding the fence, Mitch.
What do you say, Mitch?
I'm not riding the fence. I'm giving you my opinion in that it's frustrating, but hey, it's baseball. You heard Boat say it.
It's baseball.
Okay, that's an opinion.
It is.
It's baseball.
The sport of baseball. All right, thank you, Keith. We got to move on.
Not badminton.
How about Stephen Kwan yesterday? He's back to playing.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
The sport he loves so much.
It's baseball.
Baseball. And was it just baseball when he hit a home run in his return?
He broke up their perfect game with his home run.
Right away, too. And he didn't need a bunt to do it. He actually swung away and hit a big-time blast yesterday.
Just kind of taking a physical break along with a mental break. I think that goes a long way. Albie was making a joke. He was like, if you just want a day off, just let me know. All of that, I think that goes into it.
Yeah, so Kwan... he had sat all that time, came back, and boom, he clobbered one. Kenny, isn't it nice to see?
It is. So, it's very nice to see.
Honestly, yesterday, you know, or the last few days, we were talking about this team's legitimate chances of making a World Series run. And the first thing I said was, well, the lineup. The lineup is what matters the most. It's not the rotation in this case for this team. I think they have enough arms. I think they have a manager who knows how to utilize those arms. I think it is going to be on that lineup. And they don't have their lineup back unless they have that guy doing that. And yesterday he was 2-for-4 in his return, and he hit a home run. So I think that is a massive storyline to kind of pay attention to.
It was outstanding. Maybe just a little bit of time off is what was needed. We'll see what he does for the Astros series, how much they want him out there. Obviously, you want to get some consistent at-bats. He was hitting .201 since the All-Star break the injury. Yeah, so, I mean, maybe he was battling through some things and it was time to sit down physically, and maybe this has done him some good. Hope so, because I think he's a game changer. He's a game changer in how many runs they can put up. He's a game changer in how good that offense looks, because again, there were times when he was struggling and Jose Ramirez would come up and hit like a solo home run. Well, those were two run home runs before. So when you were struggling in the month of August, you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, I'm down 3-0. It's only 3-1. It would be 3-2. There is such thing as momentum. I don't care what anybody says. So when he gets himself on and you could get a Josh Naylor home run or Jose Ramirez or John Kenzie Noel, it means that much more.
Well, what does mean even more is having a pitcher that could be the best in Major League Baseball history. Did you see that yesterday? Austin Hedges said that Emmanuel Clase could be off to the best start of any pitcher in the history of the sport. Well, yesterday he ran into some trouble. And it is almost shocking to see what happened yesterday in the ninth when Clase loaded him up. And at that stage, it was Carl Willis, the pitching coach, who came out to have a conversation with him. And afterwards, Stephen Vogt said that was important.
a little amped up, commands a little off. Carl goes out, and the first thing that happens is Class A starts smiling and laughing. And that's what Carl Willis does. He's not somebody you're going to go tell how to get, you know, your pitching better. And no, go get him to relax, get him focused back on being himself. And it's exactly what Carl did, and Class A does Class A things.
And those Class A things were 1-2-3 after that.
Can I just correct myself on one thing? I said John Kenzie Noel. He usually bets two later in the order for Stephen Kwan to be on base. I wanted it to sound like maybe you would still have Josh Naylor on base and he would be knocked in. You understand what I'm saying? It just bothers me, and I don't want to get caught on. And I don't want to be That's accurate. Right. Go ahead.
Class A, 47th save of the season.
Whew, feel better.
Now, are we getting a little crazy when we talk about what Hedges said yesterday about him being one of the best?
Do you think Hedges is going, we didn't blow this one after I just put that
right,
on there.
Right, right. So the guy's been amazing. And this is what's so cool about having a closer like this is that, man, any playoff game that he comes in, I know there's just the, well, we're Cleveland fans. It's nerve-wracking because it's a playoff game. But how much better do you feel that you have a chance to shorten these games and that he's going to be out there closing it down for you? And that guy seems unhittable. He just seems unhittable. That's why it was shocking yesterday that he loaded him up to begin with yesterday.
It was, but also, you know what? We don't give it a lot of attention, and we should. I asked Andre yesterday, who might the secret weapon be? He mentioned Cade Smith out of the bullpen. You know, I make a big deal about Hunter Gaddis, and I still think rightfully so. But Cade Smith, he's been fantastic.
Yeah.
Pointing that out. Could it be Andrew Walters? Questions.
Another one. That's the thing about this in general is they have so many arms that I think Vogt has earned that respect. I know he hasn't been through the gauntlet of a playoffs being the manager, but he's seen how this is done. Do you think he'll talk to Tito at all, by the way, before the postseason? Or is that something where, you know,
I wouldn't want to get in his head if I was Tito, I wouldn't want to talk to him.
Well, I don't think Tito's going to call him, but
I wouldn't pick up the phone.
I wondered if at any point,
what if it says unknown,
he'd want.
I don't pick up unknown numbers anyway.
He'd want to lean on whatever expertise that he possibly could.
I got a text mail scam the other day. Almost fell
from
for
Tito?
It.
Tito?
No.
Boy, okay. That'd be a great
from
scam.
From someone else.
Hey, former manager of the Guardians. Scamming you.
Scamming we need Ken. Your help.
Yeah.
Are you going to vote in the election?
He's like, listen, here's a set of steak knives, and if you sell that set of steak knives, and then you get another friend to sell that set of steak knives, you get 10% off of what they sell. And if they get another friend, you get an extra 5% off of what they
sell.
Builds
on itself.